This is AnimeCons TV, your source for discussions and reports on anime and other fan conventions. I'm Patrick Delahanty. Every month we take an episode and respond to your comments and answer your questions in what we like to call our feedback episode. And so this is our final feedback episode for 2015 because next month we do a year in review. But anyway, we got a couple great voicemails, so we'll start off with those.
Hi, I'm Ayla from Nevada, from like Yankton, Nevada, basically, and I'm calling for like a review on Snafu. This year's con was actually pretty fun, and you got to meet a lot of cool people. I thought the engagement was the cutest thing ever, and I will admit it might have been smaller than it normally is, and so it really did suck, but it was still worth going to. So yeah, I would recommend anyone go to it, because it was actually really fun. I got to hang out with a lot of friends, play tons of games of Ninja, and then the rave was a total blast. So yeah.
Well, thank you, Ayla, for your con report on SnafuCon. Yeah, most of my complaints weren't about the con, it was about the hotel. I mentioned several times that weekend I compared it to Grandma's house, because it was really out of date. I mean, look at the TVs. But it was a fairly low-key con, and I had a good time. You mentioned the engagement. If anybody's curious, there was somebody that got engaged during the masquerade. If you go to our extras, it's in our YouTube channel, or you can find it on animecons.tv/extras, and look at the masquerade. One of the entries, actually, there was an engagement during it, so that was cool. And we have another voicemail. Let me bring that up.
You know, of all the podcasts about anime made by people mostly from the greater Boston area and some people that have moved away who shall remain nameless, you guys are probably my favorite. Just thought I'd say so.
Thank you, movie phone guy. It's good to hear from him again. And, yeah. You know, it's good to hear feedback from our fans and what they like about our podcast, what they don't like. And, yeah, it's always just hearing that people enjoy it. It keeps us motivated to do more. And, you know, then there's, especially when we get complaints that, why were you saying bad things about a con in response to some of our con reports? And, well, we're not just going to say good things about a con. We say the good and the bad. We say whatever we want. There actually was one feedback comment that I wanted to put in here, but they deleted it off YouTube. So, speaking of YouTube, we have a comment from Foxy Grandpa, who commented on the SnafuCon report, asking, just curious, was there any panels that was 18 plus? I know Anime California had some places you needed to show ID to get in. Yes, SnafuCon did have some 18 plus panels, and they're fairly common at most conventions. They're usually in the evening, and you do have to show a photo ID in order to get into these 18 plus panels. That's just a legal requirement. I mean, if they're showing porn or just talking with adult language, they may want to be 18 plus. So, let's see. On Twitter, Melissa McCommon says, in response to my SnafuCon report, the Nugget is supposed to be doing renovations to their hotel rooms this upcoming year. Hopefully they can get flat screen TVs. Yeah. Yes, SnafuCon had to move to the Nugget because their previous hotel, the Grand Sierra, was doing renovations. And now they've got contracts with the Nugget. And hopefully, if they do renovations, which are desperately needed in the hotel, hopefully if there's renovations, then it won't disrupt the convention too much. But, yeah, the hotel was really inexpensive. So as much as I complain about Grandma's house, it was under $100 a night. I don't remember the exact amount. I think it was like $69 a night or something. So it's probably the cheapest convention hotel room I've had in over 10 years for sure. But, you know, it's outdated. So, although it's not really just the hotel price that was cheap, because food was cheap at that convention. There were plenty of restaurants in the casino hotel, We went to, was it called Mimi's? But good food, we loved it. And even at the bar, the drinks weren't hotel priced, so that was pretty good. Also on Twitter, Simply Senpai writes, "You guys are living the dream." Senpai noticed me. let's see. We have an email from our friend James the Dark Kiba. He writes in, I guess like every other month or so. He says, "Dear AnimeCons TV, hello again. First off, a special thanks is given to Sketch, Shiva, and Elizabeth for the two videos they did on resin and applique. I found both videos extremely helpful for when I do cosplay someday. I also liked the aluminum duct tape that Sketch and Shiva presented in their video as another very useful cosplay tool. I also liked the video that Doug did on facility liaisons. I found this video both insightful and helpful. These liaisons remind me of cosplay ambassadors, except you're doing things for a con, as Doug described them. But a neat job to have at con. I personally, though, would want to be the head honcho of that anime con." Well, as somebody who has been a head honcho at an anime convention for a couple years, you don't want that job. Ugh. Anybody who wants to be a convention chair, they don't know what they're getting into. Oh my god. I'm going to have to do an episode sometime, talk with a bunch of convention chairs, and you'll realize that we all must have thought we were crazy. And, yeah. It would be an interesting topic. We'll see about that. I think I can arrange that. Before closing, I look forward to your many videos in the new year in your end of the year review episode, as well as Patrick's top 10 anime conventions of 2015. You guys are totally awesome, and I hope that you all will keep doing these videos for a very long time. Oh, if I may ask, how do you guys rotate on who does which video and on what topic? Well, our working process is in the AnimeCons.com forums. We have a private forum that just those of us on the podcast can see. And we plan out the episodes we're going to do. We usually do a month or two in advance. We have a general schedule for the entire year where we can plug in, okay, these are going to be the feedback episodes. These are the weeks we're taking off because of Dragon Con or Christmas or weddings or whatever. And then we fill in conventions next. Like, okay, this is the weekend of Kraken Con. This is the weekend of Port Con, Maine. This is Otakon. And we plan, okay, so we get back from Otakon on Monday. So the following Monday will be the con report. Unless it's a feedback episode, then it pushes it to the next Monday. So we fill in the convention reports after that. And some of them are tentative. Especially later in the year, we're not sure, am I going to that con? Am I going to do a report from that con? But we usually put it in there just to pencil it in to know it's there and to give us ideas. And then with the remaining spaces, we just say, okay. Usually about a month in advance, we go through and it's like, okay, we've got these two or three open spots. Anybody get some ideas for episodes? And we'll post about it and everybody will have their ideas. And usually they get green lit. And then we go ahead and do it, and then they post the footage, and I grab it and put it into the episode, the fully edited episode. And maybe sometime I'll do an episode on making an episode. That might be interesting. And then occasionally, in this past year, we started doing what we called rewinds. What that means is nobody had an idea, and so I went back into the archives and pulled out an old repeat. But for the rewinds, we never do more than one a month. So you won't see nothing but rewind episodes. Let's see, James continues. "Till we see you all in the new year of 2016. This is your loyal follower, friend, and fellow otaku, James the Dark Kiba. P.S. I rewatched the Helpful Apps episode that Patrick did last year and was wondering what smartphone he uses. It's one of my favorite non-con report episodes that you guys have done so far. Thanks again. Later." It's funny you mention this because Elizabeth was just talking about doing another smartphone episode. We did one way back in the day. It's probably our third season, second season. And then I updated it last year and talked about apps to use, and except for one, which was Guidebook, it was in both episodes. Everything else was new. And so, yeah, Elizabeth was talking about doing one about cosplay-related apps, I think. And so that might be something that's coming up. But, yeah, apps are changing, so maybe next year we'll do another one. Maybe we'll update it every couple of years. Yeah, we're always looking for ideas for other new episodes, so keep them coming. All right, so let's take a look at the upcoming conventions between now and January 2016, as listed on AnimeCons.com. Before I wrap this up, I wanted to mention, I forgot, James, you had asked what smartphone I use. I use the iPhone 6 Plus. It came out last year, 2014. Coming up next on AnimeCons TV, we're wrapping up the year. So we've got our best of episode coming up in a few weeks. That's where we'll take our favorite moments from the year and give a little sampling of the con reports we've done, people we've talked to, and just our favorite moments. And if you have any favorite moments, please let us know and write in or leave us a voicemail and let us know which moments you'd like to see us include. And after that, our final episode of the year, it's our year in review. And so we look back at 2015 and we talk about stuff that has happened over the year. We'll talk about our favorite moments, our least favorite moments, and cosplay. And it's always a really fun episode to do because we're all together, which doesn't happen nearly enough anymore. And so that'll be on Christmas week. And that's the final episode of Season 7 of AnimeCons TV. Don't worry, Season 8 will be coming in January. Our first episode is the first Monday of January. And that will be our annual list of the 10 largest anime conventions of 2015. I've been publishing that list for over 10 years, and everybody looks forward to seeing where everybody's going to rank. Sneak preview, big change up at the top this year. We mentioned it an episode maybe 6 months ago or so, but yeah, it's going to be interesting to see where everybody falls in. Anyway, if you would like to leave us a voicemail, you can call us at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. It's right down here. Also, our email address, podcast@animecons.tv. So you can write in. And also, thanks to our viewers for sending in the con report to Ayla. I think that's the first legitimate con report we've gotten, and I would love to get more of them. So thank you, Ayla, for calling in with the con report. And please subscribe, like this video if you're on YouTube. If you're not on YouTube, just subscribe. You can get it through iTunes by going to itunes.animecons.tv. Or on YouTube at youtube.com/c/AnimeCons TV, or just search for AnimeCons TV. It's a whole lot easier. Or you can just go to our website at animecons.tv. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr. We're posting everything there. Mostly Facebook and Twitter. Tumblr is just an auto-post thing. But, you know, if you're a Tumblr maniac, it's over there for you. So that does it for our last feedback episode for 2015. And I'm really looking forward to the year in review next month. That's in just 4 weeks from now. So hope you enjoy it. And please send us your favorite best of moments for our best of episode in 3 weeks. And see you next time. We take a moment and answer some feedback and some questions. And I'm going to start over because we don't answer, really. We answer the questions. Scrolling list of cons goes here. Scrolling.